Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Ayin Beis, Chulin 72. And the Gemara on today's Daf Yomi records a braisa which includes a dispute between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva about how to interpret a verse from Numbers chapter 19, verse 16. And the pasuk states in Numbers chapter 19, verse 16, it states, V'chol asher yigal p'nei hasadeh, which means anyone that touches anything on an open field, and there it's a reference to a corpse, a dead body, as it states, B'chol charev o b'meis o b'etzem adam o b'kever yitma shivas yamim. That will say that somebody under those circumstances will be tamei for 7 days, one who touches a dead body. So what is this verse coming to teach us? So comes along Rabbi Shmuel, and he says the verse is coming to teach us, Wahutzi ubar b'mei isha. It's teaching us that a fetus inside the mother, since a fetus is found inside the mother, that does not transmit tumah, because something like that is not revealed. And it says, kol asher yigal p'nei hasadeh, anything that's on the open field. And since the fetus is inside the mother, that does not transmit the tumah of a dead body. That's the position of Rabbi Shmuel. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, and he says, you know, what do these words, kol asher yigal p'nei hasadeh, mean? That's coming to teach us, l'rabos goel. It's coming to teach us that this includes the goel. And Rashi says, what is the goel? That is the kisoy ha'aron chames, the cover of the coffin of the dead body. That also is included in what is able to transmit tumah. So Rabbi Yishmael's version was that the verse is coming to exclude a fetus. Rabbi Akiva's version is that the verse is coming to include the cover of the coffin, that also transmits this ritual impurity. And not only that, but also vidofek, which Rashi says, what is the dofek? This is the board that you place on the side of the coffin, and that those things are able to transmit tumah just like a dead body itself, either by touching it or by being in the same room with it. So the Gemara says, well, what is Rabbi Shmuel? How does Rabbi Shmuel know that goel and dofek also transmits tumah? So the Gemara says, well, he knows that because hilchasa gemiri law. He doesn't learn out from the verse, but he has this teaching via halacha Moshe miSinai, that the law from Moses at Sinai, that it's capable of transmitting tumah. Meaning to say, he doesn't learn it from the verse, but he learns it out just from a tradition. So again, Rashi says, what is goel? Well, that transmits the tumah. Rashi says that is the cover of the coffin. And what is the dofek? That is the side wall of the coffin, that they are able to transmit tumah like the dead body itself. But this is actually a very big dispute about amongst the Rishonim, because clearly we see Rashi's position, but the Ramban in his Torah Sa'adam, where he discusses the laws of mourning, and we know that at a very crucial stage in the laws of mourning, and where we say the Shiva starts, is from Stimas HaGoel, where the Goel has been closed. So Ramban cites the Chachmei Tzarfatim. He cites the French authorities that challenged Rashi, because they were challenging this position of Rashi, because it doesn't really fit in with the verse, because it says anything will touch al penei kol asadeh, on the open field, and the covering of the ark is not really with something that could be touched on the open field. That's really something that is hidden. And so therefore the Ramban comes along to explain, what does he think Rashi is really saying? He's saying Rashi is for sure not saying he's sure not referring to a case of where a person is going to be buried in the ark, and nevertheless they're waiting for the ark to be sealed until they become tamei. Because rather what Rashi is referring to a person who is dead and is in the ark, and they closed him up in their house, and they have no intent to open it. That Rashi is saying that at that point the is the beginning of the mourning period. That once you close the coffin and you intend not to open it again and not to take it out, that even though it's in your house, that is going to be the beginning of the mourning period. And so too, he says that Rashi himself would admit that if there's a person, even though they close the ark and they're planning on carrying the coffin, which we call ark, they're carrying it from one place to another, that he would say that that's not considered stimas agol, the closing of the coffin where you intend to carry it from another place to another place, because clearly the mourning period will come that when it reaches its final place, not when it was just placed in a closed coffin. So that's what Ramban says is clearly Rashi's position. But however, there are other positions about how do we interpret what stimas agol, the closing of the coffin here, means. The Aruch writes that the dofik here does not refer to the side of the coffin, but he says it refers to stones that they used to place next to the dead body, and they would place it on either side of it, and that's almost like securing the grave, really. And the goel is a big stone that they would place on top of these stones, and that would cover over the dead body. So that's a different stage. It's not referring to a coffin at all. And so too, what Rabbeinu Tam says, what is goel? Goel is a tombstone that they used to place upon the grave as a sign that this person was buried there. Like they would say, this is the resting place, or this is the tombstone of a specific person. And if they would not put that tombstone in those places, as Rabbeinu Tam, where they wouldn't put those tombstones immediately, then obviously it would say the mourning starts immediately, and we wouldn't wait till the tombstone would be placed. But that is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is Rashi's grandson, writing in France in the 12th century. So he says this refers to the practice of putting up a tombstone immediately after the body was buried in the ground.